Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. Welcome to another episode of the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn, and I am super excited to continue the series we've been in inside of our GSD community on creating your ideal life. Also, if you did not get a chance, we also dropped this week my episode with Dean Graziosi. Had the privilege of going out to Scottsdale, Arizona and spending some time with Dean inside of his studio. Also, my good friend Master Jeff and Carlos Reyes. We had a blast. That episode is absolute fire. I saw him on an Instagram live back in his hometown talking about how much more important marketing was than content creation or creating a product. And it literally blew my mind the way he talked about it. I told him, I said, dude, it was like you were speaking only to me that day on that Instagram live. So jump over there, check out that episode with myself and Dean Graziosi. It is a phenomenal episode, and Dean adds a ton of value from the marketing perspective and how really the marketing, you can do that with a passion and a purpose. Today, I want to continue talking about creating your ideal life. We've been talking about this process for several weeks, and one of the things I want to talk about today is I want to talk about daily routine. I love my good friend John Maxwell's quote, "The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." And you might ask this question, Ken, why is this important for me? This week, actually last week, as I record this podcast, I got a call from a really good friend of mine letting me know that another really good friend, Dawn, had passed away at 50 years old from her battle with cancer. My friend was an ex-husband of hers. They had a child together, I think is 17, 18 years old now. And he was just sharing with me over the last week of her life. We talked several times. He was just sharing with me about how they had really reconciled their relationships and had really become really, really good friends and great parents for their daughter, Emma. So why is this important that we create our ideal life? And we talked about this in the past couple of weeks. Number one, man, the world is looking for an example. Like the people in your circle, the people in your community, they're looking for someone to set the example. They're looking for someone to model the way for them. And guys, listen, if you're listening to this podcast, you fit in to that category of entrepreneur, of a leader, of someone who is building confidence, gaining clarity, and creating community. Somebody who is a person that other people are looking to emulate. So why is it important that we do the things necessary every single day to become the best version of ourselves? Because last week, I lost a friend at 50 years old. And number one, the one thing I'm learning, I'm about 3 weeks shy of turning 54 years old myself. The one thing that I'm learning now is that tomorrow is not promised. I was with my friend Ed Milette last week in LA at a mastermind, and Ed shared his story about his father that's in his book, The Power of One More. Shared the story about his father. And one of the things that Ed said in that really struck me, that I was like, wow, this is so good, was he said, you know, when my grandfather passed away, I knew that my dad took his seat and that now it was my turn to take my father's seat. And he goes, now that my father's passed away, it's my turn to take his seat. Like, he's the last in the line now. And I think when you begin to get some age and some wisdom, you understand the importance, and it creates a sense of urgency on the inside of us. So I want to talk today to you for about the next 15 minutes, just on what your daily routine looks like. And it is super important. If there's one thing, and I'll lean into the concept that I created over the past couple of years called incremental, not monumental. Small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day. Right now, as I record this podcast, we're in the middle of our Back to Basic challenge inside of our GSD community, which is super simple. We've got several dozen entrepreneurs around the country, some guys doing over $100 million in sales, and we've got brand new entrepreneurs just beginning their journey. And we've committed over the month of July and the month of August to do three things. Number one, we've committed to writing down our goals, our gratitude, our affirmations, and our top three every single morning. Now, we talk about daily routine. My morning routine, especially when I'm in town, I'm actually recording this podcast at my good friend Jeff's house in LA. When I'm in town, my daily routine is ironclad. Like, it is the exact same, and I'll walk through that in just a minute. But as we are in this challenge for the next couple of months, it's goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three every single morning. Like, we're writing our goals down. Do you take time every day to write your goals down? Do you take time? I write my goals down twice a day. It's something I learned from Grant Cardone, a good friend and a mentor. And some people go, Ken, why would you write your goals down two times a day? Listen, there are 365 days in the year. That's 730 times. Now, granted, I don't hit it every day, but I guarantee you out of the 730 opportunities that I have throughout the year, I write my goals down at least 650 times. Ken, what are your goals? And I can rattle my goals off to you very quickly and very easily. So I've got two businesses, Ken Jocelyn Team, Ken Jocelyn Realty, which is the real estate side. I just brought Chase on as a team lead. We're actually going to be merging and joining and becoming the Jocelyn Raleigh team. He's going to be taking over the real estate side for EXP. So I've got three goals there. Chase's team lead, which we just did last month. 20 new agents to EXP in my organization right now. I think I have 8, so I'm 12 more to go this year. And then $16 million in transactions this year for my team. And right now there's four of us on our team, four active agents. So $16 million. Is a very achievable goal. On the GSD side, we've got very clear goals. We just did a huge strategy whiteboard session yesterday with my good friend Jeff. I was on a call with Randy Garn last night. We set our goals for GSD this year is 50, 100, 500, 1,000. 50 people in our GSD Elite Mastermind, which we're nearing that. We're over halfway there now. 50. The next goal is 500, or no, the next goal is 100 people inside of our GSD community through the year. That's like a 6K product to be a part of our two coaching calls, to be a part of our private Facebook community, and to have access to my courses on mindset, strategy, and leadership development. So that's the 50, the 100. The 500 is 500 people at our Create Conference in January. That's the number one entrepreneur conference in the Southeast. John Maxwell, Ed Milette, Eric Thomas, myself, Randy Garn, Jen Gottlieb, Amberly Lago, Carlos Reyes, Anthony Trucks, the list is insane of people that we've got speaking in January. So that's the 500. And then the 1,000 is 1,000 course sales, 1,000 of my courses that we sell throughout the year. And if we hit all of those targets this year, our goal is $5.19 million in revenue this year. 5.19. So we have our goals very, very, very clear. 50, 100, 500, 1,000. We know exactly what the goals are for our organization this year. Also, our goal is to have a top 100 podcast by the end of 2022, which will impact several hundred thousand people a month. Personal goals this year, obviously my Create Conference is huge. John Maxwell, Ed Milette, Eric Thomas. That's one goal, lose 106 pounds. That's my final goal number. I'm about 15, 18 pounds away from that now. Time with my girls and then me. This has really been a season for me to be able to work on me. Therapist, physical condition, literally all the components that make Ken Jocelyn up. I'm literally digging down deep, doubling down on, you know what? My desire at 53 years old is to become the best version of myself. So as we talk about morning routine and daily routine, understand that my daily routine comprises these three components that we're doing in this challenge right now. Goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. So every morning I write down those goals. Every morning I write down my five affirmations. I have a millionaire mindset. I will live a life where my heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. I honor and respect those I love most. My actions will be a true reflection of my heart. I am whole. I choose to use past pain to help others find healing. And my last affirmation is, I am enough because I am His child. And then I do mirror work, something that Dr. Rob Kelly's gotten me doing. I look in the mirror. I stare at myself. It's so funny. This is my morning routine every single day. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, Ken, I love you. Ken, I love you. I do it 10 times. And by the seventh time, I'm usually giddy and laughing at myself. I'm like, dude, I love you. Bro, I freaking love you. And I'm looking myself in the eye, and He's got me doing this mirror work, and I get excited thinking about it now. So in the middle of the night, I've even noticed after doing this mirror work with Dr. Rob for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've noticed in the middle of the night, if I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, I've either got some worship music playing or my little calm app, like some wind, rain, lightning kind of noise. I've got one of the two playing. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I caught myself the other day, and I did it again last night, telling myself, Ken, I love you. Bro, I love you, man. And I could feel my fingers counting. Like I was going from, you know, my thumb to my pointer finger to my middle finger to my ring finger to my pinky finger. I could feel my fingers on my side as I'm literally asleep. My subconscious has taken over. So I'm doing my mirror work. Goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. What are my top three things I want to accomplish today? Like today, I've got three top things. Number one, our GSD Elite Mastermind sales for August. We're going to be in Sundance, Utah. Amazing group of people coming into Sundance. And then also for Scottsdale. I was on the way home from the gym this morning. What was I doing? I was on the phone with a friend. Him and his wife are signing up to be a part of our Scottsdale Mastermind November the 1st through the 4th. Dean Graziosi will be speaking at that. That's a 9K deal. I close on the way home from the gym this morning. So goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. Second part is 10 minutes inside of the courses that I have on mindset, strategy, leadership development. My thing really is for everybody on the Grow course that I created, where I help you identify, remove, and replace limiting beliefs like fear, insecurity, and scarcity. That needs to be a constant. There are hours of content on there, 10 minutes a day to keep your mind sharp. That's why when I go back to my affirmation, I will live a life where my heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. My heart's where I dream. My head is where my belief system is located. If those two things aren't in alignment, the vision and dreams that I have in my heart are never going to come to pass at the level I desire for them to come to pass. It's impossible for that to happen. Because I can paint an amazing picture. I can be the greatest visionary. I can strategize with the best strategy people in the world, which I do, and come up with the most amazing plan. But if my mindset, if I trip over my limiting beliefs every single day, what happens is it erodes the hope and belief that I have in myself to accomplish what I'm dreaming, to accomplish what God's put in my heart. So 10 minutes in the course, then shoot a video, post it on our private Facebook page. We have about 90% engagement inside of our community of a couple hundred people. It's absolutely amazing. So morning routine, daily activities. So I'm going to give you a real quick rundown of what my daily routine, morning routine looks like. I do a F45 class at either 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. at least 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Saturday classes at 9 a.m. I do that class at 5 or 6 a.m. My alarm's set for 4:30 every morning. I'm usually up by 4 to 4:15. I beat the alarm clock. So, and I say this a lot, if you need an alarm clock to get out of bed, your goals probably aren't big enough. Like, my passion and vision for what I'm doing inside of GSD drives me out of bed every freaking single day. Like, I woke up this morning at 4:15 in California, which would be 6:15 in Birmingham in Central Time. I was ready to roll. My alarm wasn't for 5. My class wasn't till 6:15. I was ready. I was chomping at the bit to get out of bed and get stuff done and help business leaders build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. Like the mission that God's got me on in the entrepreneurial space is so driving. It's such a catalyst that it drives me out of bed. So I'm up in the morning. Let me rewind just a little bit. Before I even go to bed at night, my workout clothes are folded and laid in a chair in the sitting area in my master bedroom. My pre-workout is mixed and it's in the refrigerator waiting on me in the morning. I get up, I use the restroom, I brush my teeth, I walk downstairs, I grab my pre-workout out of the refrigerator, I put a big block ice in it, like I'm drinking bourbon, but it's not bourbon, it's just some good pre-workout. I drop it in there to keep it cold, I go upstairs, I get dressed, I grab my phone, I do my YouVersion Bible app. Right now I'm on a plan for 1 Peter. I just finished up all the Proverbs. I do my Bible app. I've got some worship music. I'm listening to a worship song. I snap a screenshot of it. I sit, put it on Instagram. I tag a few friends in it. I send it to my five. I've got 5 guys that I'm on a text thread with every single day. I text them a screenshot of my YouVersion Bible app when I finish my plan that day. And I usually send them I just share the song with them via iTunes. Hey guys, thought this would bless you guys today. And usually what it does inside of that group is everybody starts texting back and forth then. And I've got some very high caliber people. Gary Breck is in that group. Brian Covey, Brent Goad, Master Jeff, and Randy Garn. The 6 of us are in that group together. So I do that. I hit the gym. I come back, shower, breakfast. And then I've got my first call. Literally, I'm on my first call by 8 a.m. And most people aren't even out of bed or even going by 8 a.m. Kim, do you get tired in the afternoon? Every now and then. But if I need a nap, I may take a 20 or 30 minute nap before I go to bed. Also the night before, my calendar is done for the next day. I know exactly what all my calls are. I know every Zoom call. And if I've got free space inside my calendar, guess what? I'm going to color that in green. I'm going after some revenue at that time. I'm looking through my CRM. Who are my calls today? Who do I need to call? And I'm taking time every single morning to look at what that looks like, finishing my planner, goals, gratitude, affirmations, top 3, getting ready for the day. So I love how John Maxwell talks about the law of priorities. And as we talk about daily activities, the one thing when you practice and lean into incremental, not monumental, and you do these things every single day, and you're writing your goals down every single day, like I said earlier, 730 times a year. I may not make 730, but I guarantee you it's over 650 times a year. I write those goals down, all 3 areas, both businesses and personal. Let me tell you how bad I'm going to dominate the guy in the same industry or field that I'm in that writes his goals down maybe once a week. That's 52 times a year. Maybe once a month, that's 12 times a year. Maybe just at the beginning of the year for a few times. Maybe a dozen times. They write their goals down. I'm looking at my goals at minimum 650 times a year. So it causes my focus. It is what plans and directs my day, is going after the dreams and the visions that God's put on the inside of me. Can I feel inadequate? Can I don't feel like I measure up? Guess what? You should. Inadequacy isn't a sign to stop. It's a sign that you're on the right path. For those of you guys taking notes, let me say that again. Write this down. If you feel inadequate, it isn't a sign to stop. It's a sign that you're on the right path. So this week, and I've got a couple minutes left before I've got to run, when we talk about creating your ideal life, I want you to focus on your daily activities, your daily routine, specifically your morning routine. What does that morning routine look like? Guys, I'm telling you, I get more done in the first 4 hours that I'm up. And the first 4 hours when I'm up is, and that 4 hours is up before 9 a.m. I'm up rolling and I've got more done in those 4 hours than most people get done all day long. The second thing I want you to do to be able to create your ideal life is not only your daily routine, your daily activities, or your morning routine, it's learn how to say no. It's learning how to say no. You've got to learn to say no to busyness. Every single one of us have looked throughout our day and we're like, man, we were so busy today. And then you look back. This is why your top 3 is very important. It's why your top three is vital. Because the top three, I've got three things that I know I need to check off of my task list every single day. Well, Ken, what about all the emails? What about all the phone calls? Some of you guys, what about checking your social media every 10 minutes? It is a time waster. If you do a top three and you stay locked in every single day on your top three, what you're going to see over time, is you're going to move big rocks. You're going to do things that are absolutely unbelievable. Now, I want to say this quote, and I think I heard Rick Warren say this several years ago, or maybe my friend Craig Rochelle. We tend to overestimate what we can do in the short term, and we almost always underestimate what we can do in the long term. Listen, this is a long-term game. There are some anomalies out there, guys that blow up and guys that do things super fast, but this, for the most part, is a long-term game. That's why I talk a lot about incremental, not monumental. Small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. So number one is your morning routine. Number two is learn how to say no. You got to learn to say no to busyness. My good friend Daniel Gomez says, what you talk about, you bring about. What does your language look like? Say no to busyness. When you say no to business, it gives you time throughout the day to dream. My favorite quote over the past 2 years, and I've said this over and over and over, was from my good friend and mentor, Sharon Lecter, co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, co-author of 3 Feet from Gold with my friend, Greg Reed. Sharon said at an event that we were at together about a year, year and a half ago, she said, you don't need magic, you need motion. You don't need magic, you need motion. One of the things with busyness is it robs our imagination. It robs us from our ability to be able to dream. And I kind of put a little equation together that imagination plus motion equals magic. Imagination plus motion equal magic. But you can't have an imagination. You can't dream. It's hard to be a visionary when you're busy. You've got to learn to say no. Sometimes, and I'm going to end with this, you need to learn to say no to yourself. I had a dear friend and mentor 20 years ago named Andrew Lewis had taken me to lunch. I was one of the top youth pastors in the country, speaking on big stages, holding my own national youth leadership conference, traveling pretty much anywhere and wherever I wanted to go speak, and was, again, one of the top guys, was speaking on some unbelievable stages, had some great opportunities. Andrew took me to lunch one day, and we pulled into the parking lot of our church. He was on our board. He lived in a several million dollar house on the lake in Northeast Georgia. Beautiful home, beautiful family, great man. This is what he told me before I got out of the car. He said, Ken, vision comes cheap to a visionary. Your responsibility is to know which vision to go after. So today, as I wrap this up, if you want to create your ideal life, you need to create a daily routine, a morning routine, and you need to learn to say no. And sometimes it's saying no to yourself. You have no idea how many entrepreneurs I talk to who are successful in whatever vertical they're in, who want to start something else that's not congruent with the vertical that they're in because it's a quote unquote great opportunity. And I always ask them, I had a guy who's a plumber, just started his own plumbing business, been doing it for years. He's a young kid, super successful, doing really, really good. Called me about buying an investment property, a commercial property. He just started his own plumbing business in 6 months. I said, bro, let me ask you one question. Are you in the plumbing business or are you in the real estate landlord business? I'm not saying it's not a good deal. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't do it. I'm asking you to ask yourself this question. Am I in the plumbing business? Am I focused and locked in on building my plumbing business? Or am I focused and locked in on wanting to do real estate? Now, if your plumbing business, you've scaled it, your SOPs, all the things are where they need to be, then I'd say, bro, go venture out. And if you've got some money in the bank and you want to invest, go venture out and take advantage of this opportunity. But opportunities are going to come all the time. Vision comes cheap to a visionary. You have to learn which vision to go after. Guys, listen, thanks for joining us on this episode of the As a Leader Grows podcast, Coaching with Ken, as we are in our third week of creating your ideal life. If this has added value to you, I would love for you to do me an unbelievable favor. Take a screenshot, post it on your social media, tag me in it at Ken Jocelyn. I promise I will share that. Also, if you would go to wherever you listen to podcasts, whatever, Spotify, iTunes, if you'd leave us a 5-star review, that would absolutely bless the fire out of me and our team. We would appreciate that. Guys, until next time, thanks for listening to the As a Leader Grows podcast, where we are super passionate about helping business leaders build confidence, gain clarity, and create community.
Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.